May 2nd, from the Book of Psalms. Psalm 103 of David. Praise Yahuwah, O my soul, all my inmost being, praise his holy name. Praise Yahuwah, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion, who satisfies your desires with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. Yahuwah works righteousness and justice for all the oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses, his deeds to the people of Israel. Yahuwah is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in love. He will not always accuse, nor will he harbor his anger forever. He does not treat us as our sins deserve or repay us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his love for those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. As a father has compassion on his children, so Yahuwah has compassion on those who fear him. For he knows how we are formed. He remembers that we are dust. As for man, his days are like grass. He flourishes like a flower of the field. The wind blows over it, and it is gone, and its place remembers it no more. But from everlasting to everlasting, Yahuwah's love is with those who fear him, and his righteousness with their children's children, with those who keep his covenant and remember to obey his precepts. Yahuwah has established his throne in heaven, and his kingdom rules over all. Praise Yahuwah, you his angels, you mighty ones who do his bidding, who obey his word. Praise Yahuwah, all his heavenly host, you his servants who do his will. Praise Yahuwah, all his works, everywhere in his dominion. Praise Yahuwah, O my soul. Psalm 104. Praise Yahuwah, O my soul. O Yahuwah, my God, you are very great. You are clothed with splendor and majesty. He wraps himself in light as with a garment. He stretches out the heavens like a tent and lays the beams of his upper chambers on their waters. He makes the clouds his chariot and rides on the wings of the wind. He makes winds his messengers, flames of fire his servants. He set the earth on its foundations. It can never be moved. You covered it with the deep as with a garment. The waters stood above the mountains, but at your rebuke the waters fled. At the sound of your thunder they took to flight. They flowed over the mountains, they went down into the valleys, to the place you assigned for them. You set a boundary they cannot cross. Never again will they cover the earth. He makes springs pour water into the ravines. It flows between the mountains. They give water to all the beasts of the field. The wild donkeys quench their thirst. The birds of the air nest by the waters. They sing among the branches. He waters the mountains from his upper chambers. The earth is satisfied by the fruit of his work. He makes grass grow for the cattle and plants for man to cultivate, bringing forth food from the earth, wine that gladdens the heart of man, oil to make his face shine, and bread that sustains his heart. The trees of Yahuwah are well watered, the cedars of Lebanon that he planted, there the birds make their nest. The stork has its home in the pine trees, the high mountains belong to the wild goats, the crags are a refuge for the conies. The moon marks off the seasons, and the sun knows when to go down. You bring darkness, it becomes night, and all the beasts of the forest prowl. The lions roar for their prey and seek their food from God. The sun rises, and they steal away. They return and lie down in their dens. Then man goes out to his work, to his labor until evening. How many are your works, O Yahuwah? In wisdom you made them all. The earth is full of your creatures. There is the sea vast and spacious, teeming with creatures beyond number, living things both large and small. There the ships go to and fro, and the Leviathan, which you form to frolic there. These all look to you to give them their food at the proper time. When you give it to them, they gather it up. When you open your hand, they are satisfied with good things. When you hide your face, they are terrified. When you take away their breath, they die and return to the dust. When you send your spirit, they are created, and you renew the face of the earth. May the glory of Yahuwah endure forever. May Yahuwah rejoice in his works. He who looks at the earth and it trembles, who touches the mountains and they smoke. I will sing to Yahuwah all my life. I will sing praise to my God as long as I live. May my meditation be pleasing to him as I rejoice in Yahuwah. But may sinners vanish from the earth and the wicked be no more. Praise Yahuwah, O my soul. Praise Yahuwah. Psalm 113. Praise Yahuwah. Praise, O servants of Yahuwah. Praise the name of Yahuwah. Let the name of Yahuwah be praised, both now and forevermore. From the rising of the sun to the place where it sets, the name of Yahuwah is to be praised. Yahuwah is exalted over the nations, his glory above the heavens. Who is like Yahuwah our God, the one who sits enthroned on high, who stoops down to look on the heavens and the earth? He raises the poor from the dust and lifts the needy from the ash heap. He seats them with princes, with the princes of their people. He settles the barren woman in her home as a happy mother of children. Praise Yahuwah. Psalm 114. When Israel came out of Egypt, the house of Jacob from a people of foreign tongue, Judah became God's sanctuary, Israel his dominion. The sea looked and fled, the Jordan turned back, the mountains skipped like rams, the hills like lambs. Why was it, O sea, that you fled, O Jordan, that you turned back? You mountains, that you skipped like rams, you hills like lambs. Tremble, O earth, at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the God of Jacob, who turned the rock into a pool, the hard rock into springs of water. Psalm 117. Praise Yahuwah, all you nations. Extol him, all you peoples, for great is his love toward us, and the faithfulness of Yahuwah endures forever. Praise Yahuwah.